FM and AM 630 WMAL,
Washington.
A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Forecasters say Hermine is still dangerous, although it's been downgraded to a tropical storm. It still has the potential, they say, to unleash drenching rain and deadly flooding as it moves across northern Florida and southern Georgia into the Carolinas. Hermine is coming, but it's not likely to have a major impact in Washington. WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stager.
I think right now, limited. We could actually just end up with some showers on Sunday and some gusty breezes out of the north northeast. Maybe 30 to possibly 40 miles an hour. That could linger as we get into Sunday and maybe even Monday. But in terms of rainfall, we may not see much. But as we mentioned, the coastal areas, there's a chance we could have a prolonged period of strong winds. The immediate coast could have some rainfall, maybe some heavy rain, and certainly some coastal beach erosion and some coastal flooding.
Ray's complete forecast is just ahead. Hermine or not, a lot of people are expected to head to Ocean City for the Labor Day weekend. Tamori Winfield with the Maryland Transportation Authority says,
with the potential weather impact on Saturday and Sunday, we are kind of pushing for motorists, if they're going to be traveling over the holiday weekend, to get out on the roads on Friday, because that may be the best weather day that we have out of the 4 days for the weekend.
If you can, he says, get started before 10 this morning, or wait until after 9 tonight. The State Department has made what's seen as a significant decision to turn over all of the detailed planning schedules from Hillary Clinton's time as Secretary of State to the Associated Press by mid-October. It'll make available all of Clinton's minute-by-minute schedules available before the presidential election. The government is out with a monthly report on unemployment today.
The Labor Department is expected to report 180,000 new jobs were added to the economy in August, a little fewer than the gains we saw in July, but the U.S. unemployment rate may slip lower to 4.8%, and average hourly wages are expected to rise again.
Correspondent Tom Busby. The Rhode Island Avenue station on Metro's Red Line remains closed this morning, and crews work to repair the mezzanine ceiling. Chunks of debris have been falling from the ceiling. Nobody's been hurt. But for now, Red Line trains are bypassing Rhode Island Avenue. If you're a student in western Loudoun County, the trip to your school has become a long one.
It takes 12-year-old Aaron Callie about 3 hours to get to school in Loudoun County.
It makes my day a lot longer, and I'm a lot tired.
Her mom, Susanna, plans to plead with the school board.
We're hoping that if enough voices speak up, that we can come up with some creative solutions.
School board member Jill Turgeon says she's listening. Some of the reasons have to do with a shortage of bus drivers, a tight budget, and some parts of the county that are very rural.
We do, you know, try to make sure that the bus runs are, you know, as short as possible.
The next board meeting is set for September 13th. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A local service member has jumped into action after finding 15 abandoned cats in cages while jogging off Beach Drive in Bethesda.
Fortunately, he has a huge, huge heart and had the compassion to go and get his vehicle.
Alice Burton with the advocacy group Alley Cat Allies says the man rescued the cats. Her group normally doesn't adopt out cats, but stepped up given the emergency situation. Alley Cat Allies took them to the vet to be treated for infections.
Some of them were severe.
All are expected to survive and are now in foster care. A $2,500 reward is being offered for information that leads to whoever dumped the kitties. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And there's global chaos in the shipping industry today following the bankruptcy of the Hanjin shipping line. It's left giant container ships marooned and merchants worrying whether tons of goods will reach their shelves. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,419, the NASDAQ at 52,27. Sports, the Nationals open a weekend series against the Mets in New York tonight. The Orioles host the Yankees. NFL preseason, the Ravens beat the Saints. WMBA, the Mystics are in Minnesota tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From seasonal storms to full-scale weather events.
Heat advisory in effect for dangerous heat indices today with severe storms possible.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
We believe happiness is rooted in four basic freedoms.
Freedom from hunger.
Everyone should have enough to eat.
Freedom from fear.
Everyone deserves to live in peace.
Freedom from external limitations.
Everyone should have unlimited opportunity.
Freedom from junk.
Pointless stuff will stifle your spirit.
1-800-GOT-JUNK can give you wings
so you can escape from pointless things.
We work until midnight 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Set yourself free today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And some improvement here on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Long-standing accident. It's been northbound. BW Parkway between 197 and 198. And it looks like the second tow truck here, the last of it, getting ready to pull out of there and open that left lane. So hang tight. I know you're in delays coming north from near Powder Mill Road. Unusual backups here on the northbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway early. The southbound delays actually have eased out. Some much better news there. Not much to check out anymore. 95 in each direction. That checks out fine between Route 100 and our Beltway. No problems. 270, a little bit of volume as you head south in toward Clarksburg. No problems on the George Washington Parkway, I'm happy to report. Across the 14th Street Bridge and into town, Southeast Southwest Freeway, off to a quiet start. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Impacts from what is now Hermine could be getting here as we look ahead toward the upcoming weekend. What I mean by here is we'll have some gusty winds and maybe a few showers by Sunday. Coastal areas, though, going to have a rough time of it. Today we'll have some sunshine. This morning, clouds increasing and a high of 82. Later with a gusty northeast breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Woodbridge, 61 in Beltsville, 68 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. The State Department has agreed to produce Hillary Clinton's meeting records before the election. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. 6:07, and Brian Wilson in the house. Larry O'Connor taking some time off. We are joined by Amber Smith. She's got a new book called Danger Close. It's about her experiences in Iraq and Afghanistan as a military helicopter pilot right there in the combat zone. Amber, good morning to you. Good to have you on board today.
Good morning to you, too. It's great to be with you.
All right. Straight ahead here on WMAL. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll talk to Janice Dean, the weather machine, about Hurricane, now Tropical Storm Hermine, and what it means for us. At 7:35, Alec Eisenstadt with Politico breaking some big story about the 2016 campaign. We're going to talk to Gary McGrady from Fox 5 about the hurricane. At 8:05, Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax City School Board member, will join us at 8:35. The one, the own, the incomparable James Rosen from Fox News will join us. I'm Brian Wilson. As I said, Amber Smith is here with us. All right. Last night at the 49ers-Chargers game in San Diego, a last preseason game for them, We were wondering what would happen with Colin Kaepernick. Would he take a knee during the national anthem? Well, or sit down. He couldn't sit down. Apparently, there was no place to sit. He did take a knee during the Star Spangled Banner. Here's the thing. It happened on Military Appreciation Night in San Diego. I mean, you have a member of the military singing the national anthem. You have all of these military people in the arena who are standing at attention, saluting during the singing of the national anthem. The vast majority, everybody but two people in the whole stadium, Colin Kaepernick and one of the running back, I think it was, decided they would sit down or take a knee during the national anthem. But everybody else standing at attention, paying honor to our country. And so if you're in the military right now, I would like to know what you think about this. This show has a lot of people who work in the military, work at the Pentagon, work at the various military installations around this area. They listen to this program. They have very strong feelings about this. And I'm wondering, what is your feeling about it? Are you offended by this? Or do you take the alternative view, hey, that's what I fought for, your right to stand up and use your First Amendment rights? I'd like to know which it is. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL, and we're
we're lucky, you know, because you're here, Amber, today. You have served in the military. You care a great deal about veterans' issues. This issue with Colin Kaepernick refusing to stand during the playing of the national anthem, how does it sit with you?
Well, everybody sits here and wants to talk about how he has the right to do that. It's like, all right, we've got it. He does. I have the right to think that the guy's a loser for doing what he did. I mean, I carried my friend's body in a casket draped in the American flag in Afghanistan after he was shot in the leg and killed. So the American flag, the national anthem, has a very emotional connection for me. And I just think it's the most disrespectful thing in the world, especially on Military Appreciation Night, for him to disrespect not only the flag, but all of those that have fought and bled to give him the right to do that. He could at least show them a little bit of respect. To me, what he showed is that all he is a talker. He's not a doer. If he believes so strongly in this, in the cause that he is trying to bring light to, then maybe he should give up his multimillion-dollar contract and head on over and apply to become a police officer and protect those people that he is saying are oppressed in this nation.
You say he's a loser?
He is.
Well, his quarterback rating would suggest that is true. he's not been playing very well. I said it was apparently the other person who decided to join Colin Kaepernick was 49ers safety Eric Reed. They both kneeled during the national anthem. You know, look, I have a very strong feelings. I really love the moment where we stop in these games and other places and we sing the national anthem. I don't know why, but even to this day, the singing of the national anthem still gives me goosebumps. It is such an emotional experience for me because it is a moment where we stop and we just think about how proud we are of our country and what the flag stands for and the sacrifices of people like yourself who've worked, been in the battlefield, people who have lost limbs, who've lost their lives in defense of Colin Kaepernick's ability to stand here. But it is so he's being such a jerk about this.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really care, he's a man of some celebrity, no doubt. Yeah. If Colin Kaepernick wanted to make a point about the state of racial relations in this country, and he said, I'm going to hold a press conference at 2 o'clock, I guarantee you there'd be 10 cameras that would show up to cover it.
I could have respect for that.
Yeah. What I don't have respect for is this flaunting of those who care deeply about it. And it's a rude gesture to those who do care deeply about this country. And I just think of course he's entitled to do it under the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. That's right. But should he do it? And I would say no. There are other ways you can make the point.
And the national anthem, the American flag, represents unity. When you go to a sporting event, it represents everything that is great about this country, all of the freedoms that are provided to everyone in this country. And it is a very positive thing. What he did was divide. He attempted to further divide the nation. Instead of, like you said, come up with a way to sort of bring light to an issue that he cares about, he did it in a way that divided people.
Well, and here's another thing. Did you hear about this? On the practice field, he's out practicing, warming up on the field, and he's wearing pig socks. These are socks that depict police officers as pigs.
Exactly, and why I used the word loser earlier.
Yeah, he is. To the phone lines we go, Brandon and Quantico. You're on with Brian and Amber Smith today. Brandon, are you in the military?
Yes, sir.
And in what branch?
In the Marine Corps.
All right, and how does this make you feel?
Well, I mean, it bothers me, but I can't really do anything about it because that's what I fought for. But he's just going about it the completely wrong way.
If you were the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, what would you do?
I would give him an ultimatum. I'm like, look, either you stand up, especially on Military Appreciation Day, or, you know, you're just going to start paying a fine, and you're going to have to give a speech justifying your actions. And he can't use the Black Lives Matter propaganda as justification.
Yeah, to me, the real thing here is it was Military Appreciation Night. The men and women who were on that field have made a commitment to protect what is important about this country and give him that right to do that. But what a way to thumb your nose in the face of true patriots.
And the 49ers need to remember right now that this is a business decision. Mm. I would not go to a 49ers game right now if you paid me for this exact reason right now. Mm-hmm. And that's another great thing about this country is we get to not show our support when someone makes decisions like that. So I think that the 49ers need to take a hard look at that and see if they want someone like him on their team.
Well, Colin Kaepernick does it again on Military Appreciation Night in San Diego. Military men and women who are listening within the sound of my voice, I want you to tell me what this means to you and how you feel about his gesture. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. 6:15 now, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives here on WMAL. Let's check in with Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Start here, Virginia 95, 395, enjoying the Friday light so far. Beltway through Annandale and Tyson's good. Now you're up at speed if you're continuing toward the American Legion Bridge. Just keep alert. You might see a VDOT truck or two riding around Interloop before the American Legion Bridge. They were on their way to check for a reported mattress that was on the Beltway. Someone got sleepy. But again, that's the Interloop before you get to the Legion Bridge. Outer Loop, no problems there. Now for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, it's about recovering now northbound. North of Greenbelt as you approach Powder Mill Road, the accidents had been northbound between 197 and 198. Southbound, those delays have eased. And again, a reminder, very important to note, Rhode Island Avenue Station closed throughout the day today for station inspections. Shuttle buses have been set up for those red line trains between Rhode Island Avenue and the Brookland stations. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here it is. It looks like today's going to be a pretty nice day. High of 82 tonight. Really pleasant. The overnight low will be around 69 degrees tomorrow. Cooler, a lot cooler, 77 for a high. And then on Sunday, look, we could start feeling the effects of what's left of now Tropical Storm Irmine. It will move into the shore just off Virginia and Maryland and could be causing a lot of rain in that area and maybe in our area as well. Highs in the upper 70s on Sunday, lows in the upper 60s, and we could see some showers and windy conditions. Stay weather aware this Labor Day weekend. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 69 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Barbara Streisand, encore. Barbara Streisand teams with extraordinary movie partners singing Broadway duets. Available now.
Well, we're talking about Colin Kaepernick takes a knee during the national anthem on Military Appreciation Night in San Diego. There were all of these people in uniform, the national anthem being sung by a sailor in uniform. And here's Colin Kaepernick being petulant and sitting, taking a knee rather than stand at attention and put his hand over his heart like everybody else in the entire arena. How did this make you feel if you serve in the military? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Kevin in Virginia, line 6, you're on with Brian, and today it's Amber Smith in for Larry O'Connor.
Yes, I was in the Air Force. My son is in the Air Force. My son-in-law is in the Air Force. And to me, it's just total disrespect what he did, especially coming from a man who's own black parents abandoned him. He was adopted by a white family and got a free ride to college. It's just unbelievable, the pot calling the kettle black. And there was so many other ways, as your co-host mentioned, that he could do this in a much more productive way. And I think it just
all right, let me, if you're Roger Goodell, or if you own the 49ers, what do you do?
I'm sorry?
If you're Roger Goodell, the person in charge of the NFL, commissioner of the NFL, or if you're the owner of the 49ers, what would you do?
To me, I think he should be fired. It just shows misconduct. You know, they look what they did with Dallas. They wouldn't have let the Dallas guys wear the sticker, the policeman, and they're letting this dude wear little pig socks. Just hypocrite. If I had a T-shirt of his, I would burn it.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. Absolutely. To see. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. I really wonder how this is going to impact ticket sales. Because I guarantee if it starts to have an economic impact on the 49ers, I think they might have a different
opinion
about it.
Suddenly they'll be concerned.
All of a sudden they might have a different opinion about that. Huh, how about that? How about Dane in Manassas? You're on with Brian and Amber Smith this morning. That's line 9.
don't want him to stand.
I'm sorry, you don't want him to stand?
No, I don't. I don't want him to fake it. If it's not in his heart, then I want to know what's in his heart. And if it's not in his heart to respect our country and to respect our veterans, then quite frankly, I don't want him to fake it. I want to know what's actually in his heart.
And then you can judge him based on that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I think he's a, you know, he's a jerk for not respecting his country. He's a jerk for not knowing what his country did for him and what the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines did for him. I mean, that's plain. And quite frankly, I want to know that. And if he doesn't feel in his heart that he should stand, then quite frankly, I don't want him to stand.
Yeah, but then you get to make a judgment about his the kind of person he is and whether you want to support that team, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Dane, that's a good point. Thank you so much for that. How about Steve in Fredericksburg? You're on with Brian and Larry. Hello, Steve. I'm Brian in Tampa. I'm sorry.
Hey, how you doing, you guys? I'm a three-time combat vet. You know, I'm a disabled veteran. And I basically, you know, like I told the screener, I'm not really politically correct, so I'll keep this kind of...
Yeah, try to keep it clean, would you? All right, yeah, do the best you can.
Yeah, I think his team, you know, needs to step up. Put a little peer pressure on him, and if he's not going to stand up for the national anthem, I think they need to keep him in the locker room until the ceremony's over.
Well, how can he at this point, having made the point? I guess that's, if he says, I'm not going to do it until things get better for people of color and that there's racial justice in this country, how can he then say, well, now I've changed my mind, I'm going to do it? I don't know how you get him to reverse his position.
I think it's too late. I mean, he's lost a lot of his credibility as far as I'm concerned. I mean, if I was one of his offensive linemen, he'd be in a lot of trouble, and I would probably be benched because I would not do anything for the
man. That's an interesting point. Hey, sorry that you didn't. I've missed that guy that's coming and just leveled you. I'm sorry about that.
Steve, I think you have a great point in terms of his team members have a lot of sort of pull in terms of what he's doing, and I think it's a great point about they need to sort of step up when you have a weak link on the chain, you need to take care of it and sort of police your own, so to speak.
Well, that would be what you would do in the military. You got a team, you got a weak member, people's lives are at risk. You got to shore that person up, right?
Exactly.
You got to put some pressure on them to step up and do a little better. I understand that. Well, listen, more of your calls in just a moment. How would you react? How do you react at seeing Colin Kaepernick take a knee during the national anthem on Military Appreciation Night in San Diego? It is now 6:22.
Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines. We've dedicated more than 15 years to giving you rational, sensible investing advice. Tune in and learn every Saturday at noon.
Larry O'Connor here for Renter's Warehouse. Does a crossroad in life have you ready to upsize or downsize your living situation? Maybe you're combining households, need to relocate, or you've inherited real estate but aren't sure how to capitalize on it. Maybe you're even a do-it-yourself landlord who's tired of all the work. In any case, Renter's Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company, has you covered. Their rent estate advisors can show you how renting with a best-in-class property manager can give you much more financial freedom in the long haul. Because all they do is rent homes, never buy or selling. They're masters at finding quality tenants, rent collection, maintenance coordination, inspections, you name it, they do it. And Renters Warehouse Property Management is just $80 per month in Maryland, Virginia, or DC. So think bigger. Find out how much your home will rent for. Get a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370. Talk to a rent estate advisor. That's 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options in a single pain-free visit. Here are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I have over 35 years of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. With dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Well, it's clear a lot of you want to talk about Colin Kaepernick. More of your calls straight ahead right now. 625 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway accidents gone. Northbound, but still slow. See a little bit of activity for the last one was on the shoulder. North of 197 before you get to 198. Southbound, you are in good shape. Coming south of past 32 through Laurel and down through to the Capitol Beltway. Now, once onto the Beltway, if you're heading over towards, say, Largo and the Wilson Bridge, your lanes are open. I'm not seeing much of any delays, so good morning there. Topside delays from New Hampshire Avenue and around to Georgia Avenue. 29, good. No problems down to the Beltway on Georgia Avenue. 270, lighter than normal. Boy, this looks good. Out of Frederick, down through to the Capitol Beltway. Hey, 66, excellent. Good time to make the ride through Manassas, Centerville, and up through to the Beltway. I'm not seeing any backups there. And the Beltway lanes are open as you head through Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge. Traffic update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Coastal areas especially will have impacts from Hermine and some gusty winds here over the upcoming weekend. The heaviest rain should stay to our east. 82 today with increasing clouds and a gusty northeast breeze. Tonight, considerably cloudy, 69. Cloudy tomorrow, 77. Still quite breezy to windy at times. And on Sunday, probably some morning showers as the rain stays to our east. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Really nice, 69 degrees right now. 626 on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Amber Smith in for Larry O'Connor. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick at the 49ers Charger game. He takes a knee during the national anthem on Military Appreciation Night. If you're in the military, how does that make you feel? Stephen in Woodbridge, you're on with Brian and Amber this morning. Hello, Stephen. Stephen, are you there? All right, Stephen went away. How about Bruce in D.C.? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Brian and Amber. I've got a couple things to say about this gentleman out there in San Francisco.
Yeah.
First of all, I've heard another radio show that he was supposedly a 4.0 student in high school and quite good in
college. I have heard that, yes.
But I've listened to him express himself, and I don't think this guy would be smart enough to become a qualified scout pilot flying a Kiowa in combat.
Hey, thank you. That's a great compliment.
I don't think he can hack that training and become a Kiowa pilot.
Yeah.
Secondly, I've seen this guy on the internet. I've looked at him physically. I don't think he could hack it in Navy SEAL training, Marine Corps Force Recon, or Army Ranger. I definitely know he couldn't hack the 2 years of tape for an Air Force pararescue guy.
All right, if you were the commissioner of the NFL, how would you resolve this matter?
Well, as a former business guy for the last 30 years, I would fire him and say that it's worth giving him his $10 million golden parachute to walk away rather than lose the goodwill of the American public and especially the American military.
Yeah.
My thoughts exactly. I think the whole Americana sort of view of what the NFL sort of represents in the beginning of these games, Kaepernick took that away, you know, from the 49ers at this point.
Well,
so
and the
it's a business decision.
Is more than just having a principled stand that you believe very strongly about. That's provocative action that is designed to poke people in the eye, and that's beyond the pale. 628 on WMAL.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through Sedation Dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius' ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ferrelius, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him.
Everyone is so nice. And they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full mouth dental implants.
And wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
In just a moment, we're going to tap into Anmer's political acumen and her military background to see how people in the military are looking at the 2016 election. It's all straight ahead, 6:30 in the nation's capital, in time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington,
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington,
a Cumulus station,
where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Hurricane Hermine is now Tropical Storm Hermine after making landfall in Florida a few hours ago.
These are some of the first vehicles that are now making their way out of the city of St. Mark's. That is a region that was perhaps hit the hardest here. In fact, it was closest to where the eye of the storm made landfall only a few hours ago. So what's important to see here are people actually making their way out of the region, what is a relatively small city of only a few hundred. Several people decided to simply hunker down while the storm swept through, and now that the main roadway in and out of the region is clear, we are seeing people finally leave the area. And most importantly, this is going to allow resources, first responders, to make their way into the region.
Correspondent Polo Sandoval. Meanwhile, it looks like Hermine may have only a modest impact in the Washington area this weekend, but along the coast, they will see some nasty weather, says WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stager.
You can go right down to the southeast coast of Georgia and all the way up to the Jersey Shore. There's tropical storm watches as far north now as the northern parts of the Jersey Shore, Seaside Heights, Long Beach Island, and all that.
But forecasters think Hermine will remain far enough off the coast to spare us any greater impact. Ray's full forecast is just ahead. The State Department has agreed to turn over to the Associated Press all of the detailed planning schedules from Hillary Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State, and they will release those records before the election. America's unemployment rate is expected to tick down in the latest Labor Department report due out later this morning. Economists surveyed by FactSet predict employers added 180,000 jobs in August and that the jobless rate declined to 4.8%, down from 4.9%. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,419, the Nasdaq at 52,27. Sports, a night off for both the Nats and the O's. Tonight, the Nationals begin a series against the Mets in New York while the Orioles host the Yankees. NFL preseason, the Ravens win again to stay unbeaten. WNBA, the Mystics are in Minnesota tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, Labor Day savings start now. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Uplift your mood with Dunkin's Medium Macchiatos and Lattes for $1.99 from noon to 6 p.m. They're a perfect afternoon pick-me-up. Now available in delicious pumpkin. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Northwest D.C., crash north of U Street, Florida Avenue, and 13th Street. So do watch. We have fire and rescue units running in that stretch. Again, Florida Avenue and 13th Street. No problems across the 14th Street Bridge. This looks good out of Virginia. So far, so good. 95. Just a little bit of volume in Woodbridge. And again, in through Newington for 66, better than normal out of Manassas toward the Beltway and through Falls Church, seeing that Friday light so far in our favor. Let's go Maryland in the Burtonsville area on 198. It's only one lane each direction here, due west of 29 Columbia Pike, and we have a crash, unfortunately, on 198 just after Peach Orchard Road. If you're heading out toward 29 under police direction at times, you're stopped as they deal with this crash. 270 south through Clarksburg, slowing. That seems to be about the heaviest stretch. And recovering northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, still a little bit of volume between 197 and 198 from the earlier accident. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Coastal areas especially will have impacts from Hermine and some gusty winds here over the upcoming weekend. The heaviest rain should stay to our east. 82 today with increasing clouds and a gusty northeast breeze. Tonight, considerably cloudy, 69. Cloudy tomorrow, 77. Still quite breezy to windy at times. And on Sunday, probably some morning showers as rain stays to our east. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Arlington, 61 in Gaithersburg, 68 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to check in with Janice Dean, the weather machine, find out how Tropical Storm Irmine is doing and what it means for us this holiday weekend. 7:35, we'll talk politics with Alec Eisenstadt of Politico. We'll do some more hurricane coverage with Gary McGrady, Fox 5. How's it going to impact our weekend? Elizabeth Schultz with the Fairfax City School Board, County School Board, rather, will join us at 8:05. And the one, the only, the incomparable James Rosen of Fox News will join us at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson, sitting in today for Larry O'Connor's Amber Smith, a former Kiowa helicopter pilot in Iraq and Afghanistan, a person who has also worked with the Republican Party, has a new book out called Danger Close.
We are going to end the era of nation building and create a new foreign policy joined by our partners in the Middle East that is focused on destroying ISIS and radical Islamic terrorism.
That's Donald Trump yesterday before a meeting of the American Legion, a big convention they had going on in Cincinnati yesterday. Harry's talking about how he will put forth a new policy to defeat ISIS, and military will be a part of that equation. What does Hillary Clinton think about using the military in that regard?
We must only send our troops into harm's way as a last resort, not a first choice. That must be our bedrock principle.
All right, now, in the 2016 election, one of the big things you decide is how they're going to act as commander-in-chief. Two very different visions, it would seem, with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And luckily, because we have Amber Smith here, a combat veteran, a person who has worked on veterans affairs and veterans issues and cares deeply about what has happened in Iraq and Afghanistan, where you served as a Kiowa pilot, I'd love to know how you look at these two candidates from the military perspective.
Well, from a military perspective, you know, you want a commander-in-chief who is going to allow the military to do their job, who is going to trust the strategists and the generals at the top who come up with ways to win wars. And we want a commander-in-chief that's going to allow the military to win a war. So that means go in, conduct the mission, accomplish it, and basically allow them to do their job. Unfortunately, what we've seen over the past 8 years is a commander-in-chief who chooses to use the military he basically lies to the American people about what their jobs are in the Middle East, and there's sort of this ambiguous mission surrounding what they are doing. And so I think everything that we've seen out of Hillary Clinton, she was part of the Obama administration, she is going to be a continuation of the Obama administration. She's going to be a very similar, she would act as a very similar commander in chief. And I think that's doing the military a disservice. We've seen the military been slashed to pre-World War II levels under President Obama, and the military is having to operate with a lot less right now, and that is doing a disservice to those men and women in uniform.
Military men and women, when you talk to them and your friends are in the military and who have served in the military, how do they look at this election and how are they leaning?
Well, look, I think that they want a commander-in-chief. As someone who has served in the military, I was in the Army for 7 years and 9 months. Something that we take very seriously is leaving no man behind.
Right.
And I think that within the military, that's not something that you forget or forgive. And I think we saw Hillary Clinton's actions in Libya when she chose to basically leave Americans behind when they were under attack by terrorists. And then she chose to lie to their families in the aftermath and lie to them about the circumstances surrounding the event. So that's not going to be lost on military members and their families. I think that that's something that they hold close to their heart, the brotherhood and sisterhood of the military, and to see how she responded and acted afterwards. They're not going to forget about that.
If memory serves me correct, we got about 3,000 people in the area now. Special Operation Forces mostly. And boy, I mean, look, they do have an important job. But we don't really have support beyond that. They're mostly there to advise, it would seem. One guesses that Donald Trump would take a much more aggressive stance inside places like Iraq and Afghanistan to try to shore up and to continue and to fight the battle against ISIS. Do you think it's time for more boots on the ground?
Well, you have to be realistic about the situation over there. Do we want to win, or do we want to allow ISIS to continue to hold ground in Syria, to continue to hold the second largest city in Iraq right now, and to being taken over large parts of the country that was once owned by Iraq. So I think we cannot win a war by air power alone. You have to have a form of ground involvement. It's a multilateral front, and doing just one part of it isn't going to get the job done. So there needs to be some very rapid changes. ISIS could easily be destroyed if we had a commander-in-chief that was going to allow the military to go in and destroy them.
You've got this book out called Danger Close, which is about your experiences as a Kiowa pilot on the ground in Afghanistan and Iraq. And we're going to talk more about that a little bit later in the show in the 8 o'clock hour. But you were there when things were a lot better and things were under more control, and then we pulled back. How frustrating is that to you and the people who served alongside you during that time?
Well, I don't know if I would say that it was a lot better. It was definitely different. I was in Iraq in 2005 and 6, and the difference is what we were allowed to do. So we were allowed to do our jobs. We had a rules of engagement that allowed us to go out and destroy the enemy and do everything that we did in training. We were allowed to go do and conduct on the battlefield and get the job done. So we felt like we had a clearly defined mission. We knew what we had to to do when we left The Wire. And so we were doing our jobs. I remember when I was leaving Afghanistan in the end of 2008, we knew that the rules of engagement when President Obama was coming in were going to get tightened up and restricted. And every time that happens, that means that the U.S. military is not allowed to do as much.
Less effective. The handcuffs
exactly.
are on.
Exactly.
Yeah, what a shame. 6:44 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
6:45 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 2 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, and we're wrapping it up on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. The accidents had been northbound between 197 and 198. And just about done with the delays pushing north. Some lingering volume, but that's really about it. Southbound, those delays have cleared out. Burtonsville, if you can, need you to avoid 198 for a little bit of time while they deal with a crash, or just plan for the extra time alternating traffic. It's only one lane in each direction. This will be 198 if you're trying to get over to 29 after you pass Peach Orchard Road. Only one lane at times the traffic is stopped dealing with this crash. So heavy in each direction. Top side of the Beltway. Delays were not quite back to 95. We're New Hampshire Avenue to George Avenue. Still decent trip to the Wilson Bridge. Beltway in Virginia has been nice and quiet. Northwest D.C. crash north of U Street at Florida Avenue and 13th Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Impacts from Hermine along the coastal areas, especially over the upcoming weekend. Sunshine will fade behind clouds here today with a high of 82 degrees. And if we do have any more significant impacts, it'll be probably sometime late Saturday into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, very pleasant, 69 degrees, 647.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Or a tropical storm, as the case may be. Hermine is now a tropical storm, but still packing a big punch, and it's not over yet. Joining us on the line right now, you know her, you love her, Janice Dean, the weather machine, Fox senior meteorologist, and author of the book Freddy the Frogcaster and the Terrible Tornado, and perhaps a cousin of mine. We're not sure. We need to get that figured out. How are you, Janice? It's good to have you.
I'm good, Brian and Amber. Thanks for having me.
We're good. Now, it's okay. Now, the hurricane is now again a tropical storm, right?
Yes. It transitioned at the 5 a.m. advisory. It did make landfall across Florida, the Big Bend there, as a hurricane overnight last night, just east of St. Marks, Florida. And that gave us our first hurricane in the state of Florida in close to 11 years. We haven't had a hurricane there in 11 years. So watching it right now, 70 mile per hour sustained winds, tropical storm, dealing with the certainly tropical storm force winds for North Florida, the coast of Florida, mm-hmm. up towards Georgia and the Carolinas. Then we're going to be dealing with this system, Brian and Amber, for many days as it exits the coastline. And folks across the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic who think they're going to have a fairly good weekend, you need to be watching this storm because it's going to sit and spin off the coast for days as a transitioning storm, much like a nor'easter.
Yeah, I mean, I've looked at the models, and it's basically right off the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay. It's going to stall out there somewhere and just sit, right?
Oh, yeah. quite a rare event. And the truth is, we don't quite know what's going to happen past 4 days here. So what we do know is it's going to transition. It's going to become a very strong nor'easter-type storm. And I know folks along the coast are going to be saying, oh my gosh, is it going to be like Hurricane Sandy? Most of the models just kind of have it just spinning offshore for a number of days. I don't see a landfall potential right now, but that's not to say that, you know, in 4 or 5 days we have a different track. So the takeaway here is you need to watch this system, not only Florida, not only the Carolinas, but the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. Millions of people could be affected by this, and of course we're heading into a long Labor Day weekend. People want to go to the beach, and it's going to be dangerous actually to go into the ocean.
All right, and very, very quickly, about 20 seconds left, how did Florida fare where the hurricane came ashore?
I hope okay. I hope people took the warnings. We got close to 2 feet of rainfall, Brian,
wow.
And 100,000 people with power outages, so we're going to be monitoring that situation.
All right, Janice Dean, the weather machine, senior meteorologist over at the Fox News Channel and author of Freddy the Frogcaster and the Terrible Tornado. I recommend it. It's now 6:50 on WMAL.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Can you believe that Labor Day is almost upon us? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and I don't know what you have planned for the holiday weekend, but if you want to save some money, improve your home's value, and lower your utility bills year-round, here's something you should plan on. Thompson Creek Window Company is having their first ever factory blowout sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with 20% off every window, plus a special factory rebate. Thompson Creek Window Company, as you know, designs, builds, and installs their own windows right from their local factory. There is no middleman. And remember, this offer is for 3 days only, and appointments are filling up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK to schedule your appointment and qualify for their factory blowout pricing this holiday weekend. That's 20% off every window, plus a special factory rebate. Go to thompsoncreek.com for details or call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home, sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
Yeah, a question I get from a lot of clients, a lot of federal employees at retirement classes when they come into the office, they'll ask, should we make changes to our TSP, the different funds that we're invested in? What do you do? And it really depends on how you plan on using your money and when you plan on using your money.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
How's your money doing? Let's check in with Chuck Kamlick at the news desk at CNBC. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning to you. Stocks are going to go nowhere until 8:30 this morning when we get the August jobs report. The government's expected to report another 180,000 new hires for August. The unemployment rate could slip down to 4.8%. As I said, stock futures are flat right now while we wait. Samsung biting the bullet, recalling its new Galaxy Note smartphones because the batteries can catch fire and explode. Samsung just started selling these phones 2 weeks ago. at $885. Hope they would help keep profits flowing this fall. Google giving up plans to make a modular phone because of rising costs. That phone would allow users to change things out like batteries or cameras on their own without having to buy a whole new phone instead. A possible $10 billion deal in the works, HP Enterprise, which split from computer giant Hewlett-Packard, is in talks to sell its software business to a buyout firm so it can focus on things like storage and networking. And UPS will raise shipping rates by 5%, but the good news, that won't happen until the day after Christmas. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Money doesn't come with instructions. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common-sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RIC. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Burtonsville, Maryland. Cruise with the crash on 198. Essentially, this will be between Peach Orchard Road and 29, and we're heavy in each direction with police at the scene of the crash. Now, it's only one lane in each direction there on that windy road, so you're occasionally alternating past the scene of the crash, so patience there for sure. Let's go Baltimore, Washington Parkway, where our earlier accidents in Laurel, northbound between 197 and 198 have been cleared. Those delays cleared out, but hang on. If you're beyond that, if you're north of 175 near Arundel Mills Boulevard, I'm just getting initial word of a crash there, and I'm seeing some of those delays quickly starting to form again northbound side. For Virginia, we're good on the Beltway, 95, just brief delays in Woodbridge, 395, a great morning into town. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com and the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, some sun this morning, increasing clouds this afternoon, a high of 82. Tonight, very pleasant, considerable climb into 69. Tomorrow, the high, this is pretty amazing, only 77 degrees. But Saturday evening and Sunday, you got to watch the weather, be weather aware, because we're going to have some remnants from the hurricane, the now tropical storm, moving into our area. 69 degrees currently.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now. 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
We believe happiness is rooted in 4 basic freedoms.
Freedom from hunger.
Everyone should have enough to eat.
Freedom from fear.
Everyone deserves to live in peace.
Freedom from external limitations.
Everyone should have unlimited opportunity.
Freedom from junk.
Pointless stuff will stifle your spirit.
1-800-GOT-JUNK can give you wings
so you can escape from pointless things.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Set yourself free today.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Another Clinton in hot water, this time President Bill Clinton. According to Politico, Bill Clinton's staff used taxpayer funds to subsidize his family's foundation, private business interests, and to support Hillary's infamous email server. The former President's Act authorizes the General Services Administration to fund the pensions, correspondence, support staff, and travel of ex-presidents, even as the Clintons got rich and grew their foundation into a $2 billion organization. Bill Clinton rang up more bills under the former President's Act than any other ex-president, $16 million worth, while bringing in billions of dollars to his private foundation and hundreds of millions of dollars in personal speaking fees. it seems like there would have been enough to go around without sending the bill to taxpayers. Who knew? The U.S. presidency, the gift that keeps on giving. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit. Premiere episodes Tuesdays, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to purewater411.com. That's purewater411.com.
Some more embarrassing email documents have been revealed showing how the Democratic National Committee was supposed to respond to the issue of Black Lives Matter, and nobody seems to be happy about what was said. Also, we'll talk politics with Alex Eisenstadt from Politico. It's all straight ahead. It's 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for some news.
WMAL.